How did you get involved in teaching?
Well, I was very fortunate to have the influence of two great women in my life, my mother and my grandmother, and both of them gave tirelessly of themselves to always enrich the lives of others. So I think it was only natural that I kind of followed in their footsteps. And I believe I was kind of destined to do some kind of work that was in the social service field. I'm an educational assistant. I did work, like I said, for community living way back when it was called the McLaughlin Center here in town. I did a placement right out of college for them.
What do you get out of the experience?
Working with people with exceptionalities, I think it provides a lot of opportunities for personal growth. You certainly develop patience and empathy, and so to me, it's actually the joy of the success of the students.
And what has been one of the biggest challenges for you?
Being online right now. That certainly has been a challenge, especially with the technology. I wouldn't say it's new to me, but definitely I've had to learn and master some new skills for sure. I think what you need to do is just try and remain flexible and remain calm and provide the curriculum in the best way that you can do and provide a platform, I think, for the kids to be able to have other student interaction, because even though you've got the curriculum to provide, I think it's just the kids having that social interaction with one another, which is just as valuable, if not more, at this time.
And what advice would you have for people who are interested in the profession?
I would say to make sure that teaching is your passion. Be open to change and don't leave any student behind. Find out what makes them tick, and you'll have the greatest reward just watching their success. And being flexible, working as a team, because you're never alone. In order to have success for the students, you've got to be a team player. And I've been so fortunate to work with many great people who've been able to enhance my career as well.
And what accomplishment are you most proud of?
When I go out into the community and you have former students who are always happy to talk to you, that I think is a great accomplishment in itself, and watching and seeing their success. Because working with students who are in spec ed, you often wonder where they'll be in the next few years. So seeing them being successful, having jobs, having that independence, that's what I think the greatest accomplishment has been.
Excellent.
Yeah.
All right. And thank you very much for taking part. I've enjoyed talking with you.
Yes, I have enjoyed talking with you too as well, Rick. Thank you.
Take care.
Have a great day.
Yes,
bye-bye.
You too. Bye.